The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you Speaking Out for the Blind episode aired October 2nd on the Audio Description Project. California Council for the Blind has a phone auction starting October 20th. The Mystery Book Group will be on October 27th. Journey Through History will meet November 5th. Holiday auction donations for the ACB Holiday Auction. New Visions Gala coming up November 1st. Products for Blind Benefit Public, an ACB email thread that's running. On September 30th, the LA Times published an article on accessibility, and Forbes.com has articles on Braille Uno cards, and a father who was fired from his job may sue his employer under the ADA on behalf of caregiving for his disabled son. Today's Reading Out Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. Speaking Out for the Blind gives audio description updates for 2019. Wednesday, October 2nd at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, and replays throughout the next 7 days. Go to www.acbradio.org/mainstream for days and times. Joel Snyder of ACB's Audio Description Project joined us. He talked about the latest happenings in the audio description world for 2019. To listen to this week's Speaking Out for the Blind, go to http://acbradio.org/mainstream and choose one of the links under the headings Listen to ACB Radio Mainstream and Now Playing, or call 1-641-793-0756. And when prompted, press 1 for ACB Radio Mainstream. You may also listen to the program live on the ACB Link mobile app. For more information, go to http://link.acb.org. Show archive page is at http://acbradio.org/speaking-out-for-the-blind. Please note that there is a link located at the top half of the page and below the heading that says Home, Speaking Out for the Blind, where you can subscribe to the podcast feed and listen to Speaking Out for the Blind shows ranging from episode 94 to the present. Facebook page is at Speaking Out for the Blind, and Twitter page is at Speaking Out for the Blind. You may also access this at Speak Out Blind. My new show email address is speakout@acbradio.org. First ever California Council of the Blind telephone auction, October 20th, 2019, from 3 to 7 p.m., probably Pacific time, with President Judy Wilkinson and immediate past President Jeff Tom as your auctioneers. How? Call in and place bids on the Zoom platform. Who? Our entire blindness community throughout the U.S. are invited to participate. Tell your friends and family, and let's make this a great success. 2019 auction description and rules. 1. Registering. If you plan to bid, you must register with CCB Office Manager Nicole Pacheco by providing the following information either by email or by phone: your name, telephone number, email address if applicable. Please also include the best way to contact you so we can reach out to the top bidders for each item prior to the auction. Registration begins Wednesday, October 2nd at 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time and continues every Wednesday through Friday between 9 a.m. and noon through Friday, October 18th at noon. Number 2, bidding. Pre-bids will be taken starting Friday, October 4th, and continuing on Wednesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to noon through October 18. The items for sale in the auction will be circulated on CCB and other listservs and also placed on the CCB website, ccbnet.org. Each auction item will have its own number. Bidders can submit early bids in one of two ways. Number 1, email your bids to CCB Office Manager Nicole Pacheco at Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, dot Pacheco, P-A-C-H-E-C-O, at ccbnet.org. Include your name, address, a telephone number, email address, the number of the item on which you are bidding, your bid amount, and the best way to contact you. Put the word auction in the subject line of any email sent to the CCB office related to the auction. You will receive an email acknowledgement of your bid. Number two, submit bids to Nicole by telephone toll-free at 800-221-6359 or at 916-441-2100 between the hours of 9 to 12 Pacific Daylight Time by providing her with the same information used in an email. Whether you submit your bid by telephone or email, Nicole will inform you of the high bid if your bid has already been exceeded. Occasional updates of the high bids for each item will be placed on the lists during the early bidding phase, thereby allowing early bidders to be aware of high bids and submit additional ones. While Nicole can tell you the current high bid on an item or email you an auction list upon request, we're sorry, but she cannot read you the auction list. Live auction. Registration opens 2 p.m. Sunday, October 20. You must register in order to bid. Register any time throughout the entire auction by calling 800-221-6359 or 916-441-2100. Join Zoom beginning at 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. or until all items are sold. Dial in through your landline or mobile device or by using a link through your computer or smartphone. To dial into the conference, call 1-669-900-6833. When prompted, enter code 497-064-185, followed by a pound sign for a participant code. The link to use from a smartphone or computer is https://zoom.us/j/497064185. The auction process. Number one, all participants will be automatically muted when you enter the call. Number two, raise your hand to join the queue to be recognized. From your landline phone, press star 9. Press Alt Y on your PC or Command Y on your Mac. And on your smartphone, locate the More button at the bottom right of the screen and double tap. There are four buttons displayed. The second button from the left is the Raise Hand button. Double tap and your hand will be raised. Number three, placing a bid. We will unmute you and ask for your bid when it is your turn. Then we will lower your hand. To bid again, raise your hand again, just as you did before. Wait to be called upon and state your bid. We will again repeat your bid, lower your hand, and place you on mute. Important, the raise hand command is a toggle. If you enter the command a second time, you will lower your hand. We will always lower your hand for you. Please do not, under any circumstances, mute and unmute yourself. This will interfere with other bidders and will make it necessary for us to drop you from the call. Number four, each item is scheduled for about 5 minutes. We will announce when an item is about to close. All winners will be announced on the call. Number five, getting help prior to the auction. If you are uncertain how to use the Zoom client and need help prior to the auction day, contact auction co-chair Andrea DeKlotz, DeKlotz, at 714-921-0289 for assistance. Number six, getting help during the auction. If you just aren't being recognized, call 800-221-6359 or 916-441-2100, and your bid will be forwarded to the auctioneers. If yours is in fact the high bid, you will be acknowledged even if bidding is closed. Auction etiquette. Because bidders will be participating in the live broadcast of the auction, some rules must be followed in order for the event to be pleasant for everyone. Anyone not following these rules will be dropped from the bidding line and could be blocked from re-entering the call and participating in the auction. A. Do not mute and unmute yourself. Doing so will interfere with others on the call. B. Foul language, broadcast of inappropriate video, etc. will not be tolerated. Any individual engaging in such behaviors will be immediately blocked from the auction. C. Raise your hand only when you wish to bid. Wait for your turn to bid. We will call on you in the order hands are raised. Do not raise your hand just to ask a question. D. While your hand is raised and you are waiting to bid, make sure your surroundings are quiet. Turn down the radio. Ask others in the room to please stop talking. Stop rattling paper, washing dishes, setting the microwave, etc. Remember that background noise is amplified when you are on the air, and it is irritating to others. Paying for auction items. Placing a bid is a commitment on your part to pay for that item. Should you be the winner, all items are sold as is, and all sales are final. Payment must be made by credit card using Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. No checks accepted. Within 2 to 3 days following the auction, the CCB office will begin contacting winners to obtain credit card and mailing information. This process may take several days. If a winner defaults on a bid, the runner-up will be contacted concerning the item. Shipping. Shipping charges are the responsibility of the buyer and will be added to the final sale price. If you purchase multiple items, shipping will be combined whenever possible. Sorry, but we cannot offer international shipping. For more information or if you have questions, please contact the auction committee at auction@ccbnet.org or contact auction co-chair Andrea DeClotz at 714-921-0289. The auction committee wishes to extend our sincere thanks to all who have worked hard to make this a fun and profitable event. Signed, Andrea DeClotz, Larry Gassman, auction co-chairs. On Sunday, October 27, 2019, at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the Mysteries Discussion Group will be discussing Contraband by Stuart Woods. You can find it on BARD by looking for DB95875. You can find it on Bookshare by going to the following link, https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/276-6284. All are welcome. Please use the information below to log into the meeting. We hope to see all of you then. Date, Sunday, October 27, 2019. Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific, and elsewhere in the world, Sunday, 2100 hours, Greenwich time. Note all times are daylight savings. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers found on your Zoom invitation. Ann Parsons, facilitator, is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Topic, the Mystery Book Discussion Group. Time, meet Sunday, October 27th from 5 to 6 Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/710-434-624. iPhone One Tap in the U.S. +140-863-80986, #710-434-624#, or +1646-876-9923, #710-434-624#. Or telephone in the U.S. 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923 and enter meeting ID 710-434-624. International numbers available from https://zoom.us/u/CIDZ(X)OD7. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the two above numbers to initiate the call. If you prefer calling on a regular telephone, use one of the above numbers. AccessibleWorld.org, RadioOutOfThePast.org, Contacts, Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, www.accessibleworld.org, and www.radioOutOfThePast.org. Phone 818-998-0044. A Journey Through History will meet on Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. It is time for a change in time and place. So let's try the 14th century feudal Japan, featuring an African ex-slave, Portuguese Jesuit missionaries, and it's mostly all true. NLS annotation. https://nlsbard.loc.gov/nlsbardprod/download/detail/src/db95160. African Samurai, The True Story of Yasuke. a legendary black warrior in feudal Japan. DB95160. Signed, author Lockley Thomas Gerard Jeffrey. Reading time 10 hours, 9 minutes. Read by Gary Furlong. A production of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress. World History and Affairs. An account of the life of Yasuke, the first foreign-born samurai, spelled Y-A-S-U-K-E. The African man was kidnapped as a child, but after arriving in Kyoto in the late 1500s, he rose to the heights of society. Offers his perspective on race and world history through Yasuke's travels between countries, classes, and cultures. Unrated. Commercial audiobook, copyright 2019. Zoom invitation. Join us November 5th, 2019 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/177809772. The iPhone OneTap numbers are the same except for the meeting ID. In the U.S., you can dial 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923 and use meeting ID 177-809-772. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/YCQ, capital K, number 4, DR, capital N. Podcast feed. Those wishing to subscribe to past Journey Through History program archives can do so using their mobile device and podcast app of choice or using their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link with which to subscribe follows. http://accessibleworld.org/taxonomy/term2/all/feed. Subscription information. If you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to aw-announcements+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email. Just reply to it without writing anything. If you wish to subscribe to the Tech Talk discussion list, write to tek-talk-discussion+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email and just reply to it without writing anything, and you are on the list. Carla Rucheval reminds us that the deadline for submitting items for the 8th Annual ACB Holiday Auction is fast approaching. The Holiday Auction is the only fundraiser in ACB that specifically raises money to help cover costs of keeping ACB Radio on the air. This year's auction will be Sunday, December 8th, and we will be using the Zoom platform for bidding so you can hear everyone speaking as bids are placed. The Holiday Auction Committee is collecting items now for this year's extravaganza. Popular items include holiday cookies and candy, techie items, collectibles, crafts, gift cards, etc. The Holiday Auction Committee invites individuals, chapters, and affiliates, and businesses to donate items to the auction. All items will be displayed on the auction preview page, and all donors will be acknowledged on the ACB website, on ACB Radio during the auction, and in the March 2020 ACB Braille Forum. Help us plan for the auction by letting us know about the items that you are contributing. Share a description of each item that will help us begin creating the preview page. Send all items except homemade goodies by October 10th to Carla Rucheval, ACB Holiday Auction, 148 Vernon Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. For more information about the types of items that are most needed and how to contribute items, contact Carla Rucheval at 502-897-1472. That's 502-897-1472. Or Carla, 40206@gmail.com. Thanks in advance for your generous support of ACB Radio. Black and White and Red Across North Carolina, 2019 New Vision Gala, Black and White. Benefiting the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service, November 1st, 2019. 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. cocktails, dinner, and program. 9:30 to 11 p.m. dancing, cocktail attire suggested. Raleigh Hilton, North Hills, 3415 Wake Forest Road, Raleigh, North Carolina 27609. Tickets, $100 per person. Tables of 8, $800. Tables of 10, $1,000. Cocktail hour precedes dinner. New Vision Showcase, silent auction. Please RSVP by October 18th, 2019. www.nzreadingservice.org. A new ACB thread started Thursday the 3rd. Hi, I'm hearing all this talk about how many manufacturers are now including things that the blind or low vision users can use with their products. I think this is great. However, I look at it a bit differently. Sure, additions to products like VoiceOver for the iPhone is wonderful, and companies who specifically do this should be commended. I also think that other companies who make things for the sighted that we benefit from should also be made aware of how we use them. A great example of this is the Alexa products. Take the Echo Dot as an example. It has no screen on it, yet it's very popular with many people, the majority being sighted. Now, let's say a feature is added that you have to activate on your computer or smart device. I'm sure that many sighted people have trouble with this, and it takes the geeks of the family to get it working. Now, I don't know about you, but wouldn't it be really cool if, for example, you could just plug an Echo Dot in, and it would automatically detect what it needed and configure itself? And if it couldn't, maybe it could at least get to a point where it could tell you what to do, and you could just speak to it. Sure, you might have to use a PC or an app to initially set up the first device, but from there on, if you got additional devices, I wouldn't see why this couldn't be done. It would definitely benefit the blind, but I'm thinking of the bigger picture here. For example, let's say someone in the family's losing their vision and it's now difficult to see a screen. I've heard of many cases where other family members or friends have to come over to get things working. This is just one example of what I mean. Also, let's face it, there are many with sight who just don't want to use a smartphone, or if they do, it's for very basic use. I have a friend who's my age, but she's still, shall we say, a bit old school. She has an iPhone, and she texts and reads things on it, but due to being so busy, she doesn't have much time to do things, such as Facebook. She's someone I'm talking about. She can see quite well. Yet due to time, she just doesn't want to spend her evenings doing much on her phone. Also, look at all the distracted driving accidents that occur. Self-driving vehicles will help, but that will take time to be accepted. If Apple would just improve the Hey Siri so it doesn't activate whenever you sneeze or something, then the person could send and hear texts and not take their eyes off the road. Alexa is better at this, but I don't know how integrated it is with smartphones. I'd see much of this implemented for the sighted, then someone on the list could observe something and send us a message saying, "Hey, my mom is doing all this great stuff in the car with her iPhone, and all she has to do is talk to it, and it responds with speech." We as blind people sure could benefit from it. It's great that things like VoiceOver is out there, but it's specifically made for those who can't read the screen. I'd rather see things go the other way, being developed for everybody, and we just happen to benefit from it. Here's another great example of what I'm talking about. And this one went sort of full circle. I'm talking about OCR. Ray Kurzweil originally created his reading machine for the blind. It cost $50,000 in the 1970s and was huge. Plus, the speech was terrible. But it gave us access to printed material. The technology improved and came down in cost, but it was still a niche market. Now, in 1981, IBM came out with the personal computer, and businesses grabbed it up because it was much cheaper than the mainframes that were in use at the time. Now, I'm doing some guesswork here, but I'm guessing that someone thought hooking up a scanner to it and taking pictures of documents to store in electronic form. Then some bright person thought, hey, it sure would be nice if we can convert those images into a form that could be edited. Hence, OCR started appearing in businesses. My guess was most of them never heard of the Kurzweil reading machine, so some companies were reinventing the wheel. Some of these products were, and may still be, quite good. OmniPage is one that I used. It was graphical, and at the time a GUI speech interface wasn't around, or if it was really expensive, much more than now. I got the product for about $200 and used it to read several books. I particularly liked paperback books because I know how to tear them apart to scan a page at a time in and read it. Then old Ray's product became available for the PC. It's still pretty expensive compared to what else is out there, but it does a lot that other OCR programs don't do, that are specifically designed for the blind. I think you get my point. It's great that companies are integrating technology specifically made for those with disabilities into them, but I'd rather see this be done for all. Forget a person is blind. Many without a disability enjoy the Echo Dot because it's not expensive and they can use their ears to get information and use other senses to do things like cooking, exercising, and such. If I find something a company has done that was never thought to benefit the blind, but I see potential in it, I will contact them and mention it to them. I'll also say how it could be made even better for everybody. Audio interaction in a car is a great example. Could someone please explain why the same car makers who warn against distracted driving make these awesome touch screens on radios and climate controls in them, designed the blasted things where you have to take your eyes off the road to work them? It's impressive to the sighted, but it really isn't safe. In closing, I'd like to say this. I'm not a big advocate. By this, I mean I don't put up a big fuss if something isn't accessible. I'd rather quietly mention to the company why this would benefit the sighted and then say, oh, by the way, add this tiny bit to your code and the blind would also benefit from it. I'm doing this with a company right now. I can't go into any detail about it, but if they're true to their word and the person I'm communicating with seems sincere about wanting to help, I'll be sure to let you know. It's something that won't benefit most out there, but some on this list will definitely enjoy it. I wish that blindness organizations wouldn't be so quick to litigate and be more willing to negotiate with whoever they're dealing with. I may not know all that's going on behind the scenes, but at least to me, how it looks in many cases, and I bet I'm not the only one who feels this way. That's it from me. All out there, have a blessed day, and don't work too hard. Kevin Miner and my seeing eye dog, Chili, in Lexington, Kentucky. Phil Jones responds, Kevin, thank you so much for that message. For quite some time, I've thought the same way, and I still do. I truly believe those of us with disabilities would be a lot further ahead when it comes to accessibility if we would think in terms of the bigger picture. Sighted people do benefit from audio, too. Many times when I've been in a car with someone, the driver will use their GPS voice to get directions. I know for a fact that many sighted people who watch a sporting event on TV will turn the sound down and listen to radio play-by-play. They're benefiting from audio description. We do need to work with manufacturers when we design products to make sure that their products benefit everyone. In this day and age, I truly think that can be done. And if these products are universally designed, then maybe the costs of these products would go down, and everyone would probably benefit from that. I could say much more about this, but you get the point. Signed, Phil Jones. I'm low on time to finish the agenda for today, so I will give you the article names and websites where you can read them in advance and try to put them on the show next week. First up was Column for LA's Disabled People, Scooters and Bad Sidewalks Aren't the Only Hazards, written by Nita Lelyveld, City Beat columnist for the Los Angeles Times at latimes.com. Then I had Mattel's Uno Braille Hits Target Shelves, But Does It Miss the Point? An article by Peter Slayton, S-L-A-T-I-N, for Forbes.com. And then last I had Appeals Court, Dad Fired After Child Born with Severe Disability Can Sue Under Americans with Disabilities Act, an article by Patricia Barnes for Forbes.com. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.